Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel reading before us this day is our Lord Jesus Christ teaching more about how it is you and I are to be disciples. For what is discipleship, anyways? Discipleship is teaching biblical precepts, all the while modeling and guiding others toward living righteously as we are now followers of Jesus Christ. This should be a constantly repeating process, meaning once we are discipled, we are to disciple others, and then they make disciples, and so on and so on. One of the most important characteristics of being a disciple, actually a student or a pupil, is to develop an intimate relationship with God through Jesus Christ, rather than merely learning about Him. Discipleship equips the Christian with God's Word, prayer, doctrine, worship, encouragement, and service to our neighbor. Today, even the apostles begged the Lord, increase our faith, they said. In your discipleship, you too are certainly enabled by way of your baptism with the power, riches, and glory to fulfill all that God commands of us. That means to save the lost, bringing them back into the fold of His flock, healing the sick by prayers and earnest supplications to the God of might, and kindling or rekindling relationships with those who are around you, which would help them see how it is you walk as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Your faith, then, is also a gift given to you by the Holy Spirit. And it doesn't have a level of value like good faith, better faith, or the best faith. It's faith! You've got it now. It is within you, each and every one of you, a life-saving faith that can... Why, you can uproot a mulberry tree and plant it in the sea. But all of this being a disciple, being in service to the Lord and your neighbor, it requires a great deal of humility too. So much must we be humble that if you think you're being humble enough, that's not enough. Need to dig down deeper to be lower than anyone else. Humility is a sense of being free from any pride or arrogance. You put the other person higher than you. I like to compare being humble to cutting a piece of cake from your wife or your children when you're at home, you know? And you give them the bigger piece. Sure, your family is absolutely important, but so are those who are hurting and suffering, consumed by illnesses or mourning the loss of a loved one. As our families are content and cared for, so much all the more should we look at relationships outside of our living room, out into the streets, into our workplaces, and why even here within this church. Jesus says in your hearing today, He says, pay attention to yourselves, not the other person. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in the day and turns to you seven times, saying, I repent, you must forgive him. What Jesus is saying here doesn't require a PhD. It doesn't mean you need to have memorized all the books of the Bible. Forgiveness by a disciple of the Lord is an explicit command. We are to forgive each other. Again, how can you in true repentance pray the Lord's Prayer, asking the Lord to forgive you when there are those in your life whom you never in your life forgive? It's absurd to think that's a right use of your wonderful faith. It's not. So in your humbleness as a disciple of the Lord, you need to remember you should be mindful of your relationship with Jesus Christ. And you do love him who saved you. You too are to love the neighbor. It's simply not just a Sunday thing, coming here in the church and honoring our Lord with these things. It's not something you carry around in your back pocket, ready to whip it out at just the right time. It's the cross of Christ. The cross forever scarring upon your inner being, stamped onto your service to your neighbor. You remember me saying just a few moments ago that discipleship is to be passed on and on and on. So as God Almighty gives to Jesus, so Christ gives to you. So you give to another. That's how it works, my friends. That's how it works. Listen again, will you, to the last portion of our gospel reading. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and recline at table? Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me and dress properly and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did what he was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. Our Savior is calling on us to suffer. Suffer like he has suffered. He's saying that as you've been given, you also are to give. He's saying that we're not to make demands from those who have worked tirelessly to try and try and try to save themselves and failed over and over again. We're to invite them to the table of the Lord to rejoice in the bounty of meat, right, and salutary things. These things that he's given to you, we're to share. Those who need, well, matter of fact, it's really being cruel and insincere to those who are down on their luck or down on their faith. Those who need lifting up and not shoving them to the ground over and over again. Let me ask you, have you really paid attention to the service of the sacrament that we'll be celebrating with one another here in just a few moments? Contained in the words of institution that are said over the elements, these are very specific words that are used. It's from the Bible, and these are the words of our Lord himself. It's Jesus giving his body and blood for you. And then I'll turn and I will proclaim to you The peace of the Lord be with you always. As God has given to his Son, the Son has given unto me even, and I give you the very same thing. His peace. Peace which only through Jesus Christ and his body and blood, that same peace that surpasses all human understanding, it's yours. It's yours. So please, come rest yourself at the table of the Lord and receive the forgiveness of all your sins. Receive rescuing from sin, death, and the devil. Receive immortality. Think about that. Life forever. In the kingdom of heaven with Jesus at your side. By my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.